Nancy Storis, our next diva, was born in London. Now, her father was from Italy, so sometimes she's called Storace, or La Storace. But she... I don't know what Sherry's saying. But in general, Nancy Storis from London. The English soprano was known for her intelligence and her charm, and she was snatched up by the Italian opera in Vienna after the Viennese ambassador heard her singing in Venice in 1783. She was in Vienna from 1783 to 1787, and in those 4 years, Nancy Storis premiered roles by both Salieri and Mozart. She met Joseph Haydn and sang in his oratorios, and she received the highest salary of all the singers during her first season at the Burg Theater, and that was 6 times what Mozart earned. Her time in Italy helped her integrate her vocal and dramatic resources. She debuted the role of Susanna in Le Nozze di Figaro in 1786. She was an excellent actress, and the role exploited her dramatic talents and displayed her preference for melodies within a more limited range. If we think of De Vieni Non Tardar, the range is not so big, and then we think maybe why a firebrand like Adriana Ferrarese would insist on having a flashier aria inserted for her. So the aria we're going to hear, Ch'io mi scordi di te, non t'amare ma doben, was written for Storace's Viennese farewell concert. And there are suspicions that Mozart's interest in Miss Storis went beyond her voice. So this farewell was especially poignant for both the composer and the singer. Now, she went back to London after this and had a pretty fabulous life there, too. She took part in a Handel Festival in 1787. She contributed arias to a number of concerts for Haydn in 1791 and 1795. Her brother Stephen was an opera composer, and she debuted a number of roles in his operas. And also, she was perhaps linked to having an affair with the Prince of Wales in the early 1790s when they tried to hire her for their secret court theater. So, she was all over the place. Nancy Storis.